mass shootings and how to prevent them. That's what was on Tennessee lawmakers' minds as the open debate for the year on the state's gun laws. Helping to guide their thoughts was a prominent researcher who argues more guns mean less danger. John Lott is an economist by trade, but his academic focus is on guns. He first became famous in the mid-1990s when he released a book that argued places that allowed concealed carry have less crime than those that don't. Now Lott is extending that argument to mass shootings. He told state lawmakers attackers pick out places like college campuses, movie theaters, and churches that ban guns.
Virtually all these cases, these attacks take place in places where victims can't defend themselves.
That conclusion has been widely questioned. Critics say most mass shootings actually take place in private homes, and there's not much evidence to show gun bans have any impact on public shootings. But Memphis Democrat Lee Harris said Lott's argument is troubling even if you accept its premise. Harris said it would just lead to an arms race between law-abiding citizens and psychopaths.
And it seems to me they get bigger guns, quicker trigger fingers, and more devastation.
State lawmakers could vote this spring to let gun owners carry in schools and on college campuses, and to make property owners, could be businesses, cities, or institutions, liable for attacks if they ban guns. The specter of mass shootings will hang over all of those debates. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.